Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine across the area for today, with high temperatures pushing up into the upper 80s. Lower winds from the south at 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low in the upper 50s. Looking at your Tuesday, still lots of sun, high of 87. And for your Wednesday, once again in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 58.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A 24-year-old man died following a rollover accident in Ellis County. KTV reports it happened just before 1 o'clock Sunday morning, about 4 miles north of Hayes. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Kyle H. Colburn of Canton was traveling at a high rate of speed when he lost control and went into a ditch, rolling the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Salina Post reporting that police are investigating after a body was found inside a car yesterday morning. Police Captain Paul Forrester told the Salina Post they received the report of a possibly deceased person inside a vehicle just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Officers arrived and found the body in the back of a passenger car in a residential neighborhood. And weather forecasters saying for this full week of the Kansas State Fair, sunny skies and warming into the 90s by Wednesday. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Kansas top prison officials say protests outside the walls are helping to fuel unrest in state prisons by inspiring inmates to use mass demonstrations to air grievances. Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood said in an Associated Press interview that he doesn't see any other connection between a recent uprising at the Norton Correction Facility in northwestern Kansas and past disturbances at the maximum security prison in El Dorado. Federal authorities have indicted 9 people in a drug trafficking operation in northeast Kansas. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal said in a statement on Friday that a 6-count indictment alleges the 9 people obtained methamphetamine from California and distributed it to buyers in Marshall County. The defendants face charges including conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine, possession with intent to distribute, as well as money laundering. Mid-America Network News.
Between prying the kids out of bed and bribing your 6-year-old to brush her teeth, you could say the morning routine can be a bit chaotic. But with Michelin tires, you can enjoy a little peace of mind on the way to school. And from August 23rd to September 17th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
For tires, tire service, and front-end alignment, see Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for this limited-time offer.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 9/17/17. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A report says a $1.5 million effort to reduce staff turnover in Nebraska's prisons produced mixed results, but corrections officials say the problem would have been worse if lawmakers hadn't approved the money last year. The report by the Department of Correctional Services shows successes and failures in the state's attempt to keep more experienced workers. Corrections officials submitted the report to lawmakers to document how they spent the funding increase from the 2016 legislative session. Residents in the western Nebraska town of Sutherland will have to boil their tap water before using it for the next several days. The North Platte Telegraph reports the town's water tank north of the village lost power during a thunderstorm on Saturday. And former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin coming to Omaha later this month, joining a national gathering of moms. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday discussed the budget. The initial proposal for a mill levy of 52.094 is just below the previous year's levy and remains subject to any changes that may be recommended at the September 11 meeting. That draft will be the published budget with a public hearing set for September 25th. Options for cost of living pay raises for county employees are being considered. The county clerk noted that health insurance premium contributions by employees are expected to increase $50 to $75 due to increasing costs. A $50 cost of living raise would cost around $61,800 or $0.5 million. In other business, commissioners were advised that the Frankfort Care Home had received a grant which will allow for parking lot improvements this fall and siding and roof repair next spring at the Frankfort Nutrition site. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a resolution for a four-year contract which can be renegotiated annually with Lance Lease to serve as county appraiser. Lease met with commissioners advising his proposal for bringing valuation levels back into compliance. He will be in the Washington office Monday and Tuesdays and would be available all week for questions. Emergency Management Director Randy Hubbard is deploying to Houston for 2 weeks to assist with hurricane recovery efforts. A motion was approved for $5,000 for the County Health Department for purchase of vaccines after a request for additional funding for the department, which is within budget but short of cash. County employee meetings are scheduled to present state-mandated health plan changes. Gage County Board of Supervisors recently approved continuing masonry restoration work on the courthouse in Beatrice. Three phases will be combined at a cost of $92,000, focusing on the west side of the building, and will be paid from the building maintenance fund, which has around $300,000 in reserve. The work continues efforts begun 3 years ago. Matt Bauman voted against the proposal, which passed 6-1. Authorities have apprehended Zachary Barnes in Republic County. He was located shortly after 11 a.m. Friday south of Cuba, and he's wanted for questioning in a Kansas City murder case from August. The 24-year-old was taken without incident after he had eluded authorities Thursday, searching for him at residences in Scandia and Belleville. Pike Valley and Republic County schools and other facilities were placed on lockdown for a time Thursday afternoon. A similar lockdown in Concordia resulted in the arrest of a Salina man on felony warrant charges that were not related. The search for Zachary Barnes continued with leads overnight and his eventual arrest in Republic County this morning. Authorities are seeking information on damage and vandalism done at the Pachinko Cemetery on First Road, the county line north of U.S. 36 in Marshall County. That's been vandalized twice since September 7th. 31 tombstones were damaged or destroyed. Total damage will potentially reach $90,000. Many of the headstones that were destroyed by vandalism dated back to the mid-1800s. Authorities are asking help in finding the criminals. They don't have a lot to go on. Anyone with information on damage in the Pachinko Cemetery September 7th through September 10th, the most recent damage Saturday evening, is asked to contact the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. Rayburn Edward Posse Vauder, age 93, of Randolph, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at the Randolph United Methodist Church. Burial at the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Family visitation Monday, 7 till 8 p.m. at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Rayburn Posse Vauder. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, wheat bread, Brussels sprouts, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, meatballs, scalloped potato, wheat roll, broccoli, pears, and cake. Check of a school and community calendar today. A recognition about 9 a.m. for victims of a 9/11 attack will be held with an observation downtown Marysville. Marysville freshman and JV football team at Abilene this evening.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As high pressure looks to dominate the weather across much of the central portion of the country, not only here for today, but over the next several days as well, expecting dry weather conditions with those temperatures still running above average for this time of year. Expecting upper 80s for those highs by this afternoon, where we should be closer to the lower part of the 80s for those average high temperatures for this time of year, with that next slight chance for some showers and storms holding off all the way until Saturday night, when a frontal boundary finally looks to approach from the northwest. Taking a closer look at your forecast, lots of sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures pushing up into the upper 80s. Lover winds from the south at 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low in the upper 50s. Looking at your Tuesday, still lots of sun, high of 87. And for your Wednesday, once again in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The ranchers believe that it's unfair to tax property transfers.
Average high temperature mid-September 83, record high on this date 103 in 1936, the average low 59, the record low 36 in 1976. Sunset this evening 7:37, sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
Leagues are forming now at Landall Lanes, starting Tuesday, September 5th with the Special Olympics League. Thursday, September 7th, Fun League begins. A sanctioned mixed league starts Sunday, September 10th, and Monday, September 11th will be the sanctioned men's league kickoff. Register either at Landall Lanes or online at landalllanes.com/league. Come bowl some strikes and prepare for a great time at Landall Lanes in Marysville.
Dallas starts the season strong against a division rival. Hi, everyone. Dave Schreiber reporting on sports. Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants in the first Sunday night game of the NFL season. Final score was 19-3.
Play fake and a slant to the post to Witten. Into the end zone, touchdown.
The Call on 105.3 The Fan. In baseball, the Cleveland Indians won their 18th game in a row against the Orioles. Back-to-back homers from Roberto Perez and Francisco Lindor in the sixth inning sealed the 3-2 win.
A swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Gone. Back-to-back Jets.
Tom Hamilton on WTAM. Also, in the U.S. Open final, top-ranked Rafael Nadal beat 28th seed Kevin Anderson in straight sets to take home his 16th major. The Dodgers' losing streak continues. They lost their 10th game in a row to the Rockies, 8-1. Nolan Arenado's game-winning home run on KOA.
Swing and a long one to left field. Is it enough? Ether going back to the wall, looking up. It is gone.
Back to football, the Green Bay Packers beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-9. Jordy Nelson's touchdown won the game.
Rodgers on a quick count, third down, back to throw. Lofts it over the middle, the post to Jordy.
That call on WTMJ. Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions beat the Arizona Cardinals 35-23. Miles Killebrew's interception capped off their fourth quarter comeback.
Kicked off by the Lions. Killebrew the other side. 20. Killebrew 15. Wave to him. He's gone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Dan Miller on WJR with the call. Dave Schreiber, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State College action. On Key and EY.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's 2017 Land Value Summary shows the average acre of American cropland worth $4,090. That's unchanged from last year and the third highest in history. Pasture land values increased by $20 from last year, a national average of $1,350. That is the highest value for pasture land the USDA has ever recorded. The southern plain states of Texas and Oklahoma saw the biggest increase in cropland values, which went 6% higher. The northern plain states, Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, dropped 4.4% in value from a year ago. Over half the states with irrigated cropland saw values increase. Texas saw its irrigated cropland value jump more than 7% from a year ago, followed by a 6% jump in Louisiana. Kansas and Nebraska irrigated cropland fell 5% in value from 2016. Pastureland values in the Delta, including Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, saw the biggest jump of 3% from 2016. The Corn Belt also saw the biggest decrease in pastureland value, 1.7% from a year ago. Hurricane Irma threatening havoc in Florida farmland, as a negative impact of $1.2 billion could expect on production of America's number one grower of tomatoes, oranges, green beans, cucumbers, squash, and sugarcane. Florida, a huge influence on the American food supply, and the number two producer grower, second only to California. Almost 10% of America's farmland dedicated to fruit and vegetable production is found in Florida. The storm has pushed orange juice futures and domestic sugar prices even higher. The Florida Tomato Exchange said never a good time for a hurricane, but now is better than late October or early November. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. President Trump's renewed call for a full repeal of the estate tax is being praised by the American Farm Bureau, but death tax repeal faces more hurdles as tax reform advances this fall. American Farm Bureau Federation tax advisor Pat Wolf suggests the president's comments that the estate tax is a tremendous burden on family farmers can only help the long-fought cause of agriculture to end the tax levied at death.
The president said during his campaign that he supported elimination of the death tax. So it's refreshing but not surprising that he continues to believe that estate taxes should be eliminated. That matches up with the position of the House Republicans, who included in their tax reform blueprint the repeal of estate taxes.
However, critics argue that last year just 153 farms out of more than 38,000 paid any estate taxes, totaling $44 million, or less than 2% of the $20 billion on the tax generated.
Eliminating the estate tax has always been controversial, and it is true that it impacts less people now than it used to, but that's a result of Congress recognizing the problems that the estate tax causes and over the years increasing the estate tax exemption.
And she says there is a fairness issue.
Farmers and ranchers believe that it's unfair to tax property transfers at death. They believe that since they've paid property taxes on the land their whole lives, they've paid income taxes on the businesses that they run on the land, that tax at death is a double or maybe even triple taxation.
Wolf says repealing the estate tax will be subject to a lot of, quote, horse trading. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. At the recent Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, there was a lot of talk about current crop conditions and what marketing strategies producers should be thinking about as harvest time nears. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Ken Erickson is an ag economist, market analyst, and market advisor for Informa Economics. Agriculture Intelligence is the division he works in. And what has Ken seen firsthand, and what has he heard about in terms of the crop tours going on across the Midwest?
We're looking really good out in the fields out there, treated really good right now.
And what kind of marketing advice is he giving his clients headed into the harvest season?
We're telling people that we see some healthy crops out there. We did some pretty good treatment early on of the planting. The roots got down to some good water, and now they've been growing really good. We found some pockets of destruction, but we found swaths of opportunity out there from a yield potential. And I think what we saw in our surveys that we do and what USDA reported has been confirming some of that. And right now, the way that some of the systems have been setting up here, we've been seeing some good opportunities from a crop production side of things. It's just on the price side where we got some vulnerabilities as a producer, opportunities for the end user.
Do we still have a lot of old crop corn we need to move off the farms?
We do, and I tell you, we've been moving a fair amount for this time of year down the river, but we've not compared to last year. Last year we moved a boatload, but this year we're seeing still some good movements, but still a lot in the bin, still a lot to be moved, or it's just going to sit there until we get into the harvest here and just sort of keep holding it over into the next year here. But there's a lot still sitting out there.
Is holding on to it a good idea at this point?
Well, if you got to cover your prices, and if you didn't do it previously, the idea may have gone past you several months ago.
Ken Erickson, an ag economist with Informa Economics, also talked about the hurricane. Hurricane Harvey is the one we're talking about. Devastating to many in agriculture, but on the tail end of that storm, some beneficial moisture for soybeans.
And beans like to grow, and they're going to keep growing until we get in there and get the last drop, it seems to be here, and we're going to see something. You know, there's a lot more potential on the upside probably on the beans than what we're seeing on the downside for sure.
Yield estimates for soybeans on the crop reports over the last several weeks have been on a winning streak. Does Ken Erickson see that continuing?
It certainly looks that way in the sense of how this yield has matured over the years. The farmers adopting better technology, using that technology, getting the better equipment that we see on the grounds here. They've been using that, and we're seeing the fruits of their labor and taking advantage of the technology that's coming out of that seed. And so when you get some dryness, you get opportunity, and now you get the proper rains, even a little bit of rain. It goes a long way here.
Ken Erickson of Informa Economics. Back after this.
It won't be long before the drills start rolling in our area for the 2018 wheat crop. So now is a great time to do a quick review of your wheat policy to ensure that you have the best coverage for your operation. It only takes a few minutes to run a quote of the different levels available to compare guarantees and premiums so that you get the best fit. Any new policies must be written and or changes made to the existing policies by September 30th for the 2018 wheat crop. Just give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, so we can make sure you're covered. Fits your needs.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Jason Vargas snapped a personal four-game losing streak with his career-high 15th victory. Brandon Moss homered and drove in four runs, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 11-3 yesterday. Moss had an RBI double in a six-run second inning and a three-run homer in the seventh. Eric Hosmer doubled twice during his four hits for his fourth straight multi-hit game. He's had 12 hits in his past 15 at-bats to raise his average to .328. Again yesterday, the Royals over the Twins. Royals take the mound tonight, 7:15 at the K against the Chicago White Sox. And if you missed it, it was announced last Friday that Chief Safety Eric Berry ruptured his left Achilles tendon in the fourth quarter of Thursday night's victory in New England, and the three-time All-Pro will miss the remainder of the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams, and our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
In the heart of the Midwest,
there's a band of modern-day marauders. Mounted atop their beasts, they line up to throw down. They are outlaws.
It's the most popular and most attended event at the State Fair for over 30 years, and it's back at the grandstands in Hutchinson. Get your tickets today for the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulls and come enjoy the sights and sound of the Kansas State Fair Sunday, September 17th. Brought to you by the Mid-America Ag Network, celebrating 40 years of being bullish on agriculture.
Kansas State jumped out to an early advantage behind the strength of the rushing attack and the opportune defensive play of Kendall Adams, and they never looked back as the number 19 Wildcats dropped the Charlotte 49ers 55-7 at Bill Family Snyder Stadium Saturday afternoon. The win, which saw the Wildcats nearly reach the 500-yard mark and score 55 points for the second week in a row, was K-State head coach Bill Snyder's 204th career win, moving him to 21st all-time in the NCAA career wins category. And Shane Morris threw for 467 yards and 5 touchdowns on an efficient 28 of 37 attempts while leading Central Michigan to a 45-27 victory over the Jayhawks on Saturday. Offense was key for Central Michigan, racking up 590 total yards. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football play Friday. Marysville bested Abilene 43-20. It was Clay Center over Concordia 28-26. Chapman took Southeast of Saline 28-20. Ottawa beat Wamego 28-13. Hanover beat Udall 54-6. The game called on a 45-point rule at the half. Riley County shut out Washington County 41-0. Valley Heights beat Donovan West 60-20. Clifton Clyde shuts out Frankfort 46-0. Axtell over Valley Falls 74-24. Lynn took Blue Valley 49-0. Centralia over St. Mary's 29-8. Diller O'Dell beat Superior 51-16. And Freeman handled Southern 48-21. A rare Monday high school game. Axtell hosting Southern Cloud this evening. 6 o'clock kickoff. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Mondays, we'll visit and highlight the programs at Diller O'Dell and Southern High School.
Goldenrod lines roadsides and fields everywhere this time of year. We have an in-depth look at one of the late summer's most abundant wildflowers from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply.
Daddy, there's a monster under my bed.
Oh, sweetie, there can't be a monster under your bed. We have Front Point.
Front Point?
Yeah, it's the thing on Daddy's phone that protects our home.
Your phone can protect us?
With Front Point, it can. And in addition to protecting your home and family from monsters of all types, Front Point Security also lets you control your lights, locks, and thermostat from your smartphone. So now, everyone who has a smartphone can have a smart home, too. No matter where you are, you can see and control what's happening at home. You can even talk to visitors at your door and keep an eye on your kids. To learn how FrontPoint lets you do all this right from your phone, just text the keyword NEED44 to 642-642 on your smartphone.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Sleep well, knowing your home is protected by FrontPoint and your smartphone. To learn how, text NEED44 to 642-642. That's NEED44 to 642-642.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 11th, the 254th day of the year. Coaching legends Tom Landry and Paul Bear Bryant were born on this day, and in 1974, it was the TV debut of Little House on the Prairie. Goldenrod is in bloom virtually everywhere right now. Most often found along roadsides and untended fields, the yellow wildflower has a long history as a beneficial plant. Native Americans used it to make a skin salve, and pioneers found it could soothe the pain of bee stings. During the American Revolution, colonists drank Liberty tea made from goldenrod, and it's sometimes used as a barometer for predicting weather changes. One proverb says the first frost will occur 6 weeks after the goldenrod begins blooming. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine across the area for today, with high temperatures pushing up into the upper 80s. Lower winds from the south at 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low in the upper 50s. Looking at your Tuesday, still lots of sun, high of 87. And for your Wednesday, once again in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 58.
KNDY
964.
Stone and a wandering eye.